I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. She famously said, "The days one works are the best days." But on those days, just what did Georgia O'Keeffe do? How did those iconic flowers, skulls, landscapes, and skies take shape? A new exhibit, O'Keeffe in Process, is on display at the New Mexico Museum of Art in Santa Fe. The curator for the exhibit is Carmen Vendelin. Carmen, you have about 36 O'Keeffe paintings in this show. I'm assuming you also include preparatory drawings and preparatory paintings for some of the works?
Yes, yeah, I included some of that. What's really interesting to me is, you know, like I had initially thought, I'll include a lot of preparatory material. This will be great. And then when I was looking, she usually just does these really simple schematics of how she's going to set her composition. You don't see eraser marks. You don't see her working it out on paper. Like, she knows in her head what she wants to do. So she's got this simple line drawing, and then she does a painting, and it's the exact same composition. And she doesn't spend a whole lot of time playing around on her paper or her canvas. Like, she already knows in her mind what she wants to do. She just had that ability.
I have read accounts of people watching her work who said that she worked very quickly. In fact,
yes,
I sometimes completed a painting in one day.
Yeah, you know, you can believe it when you see the way she worked, you know, from looking at the material. And I think that will surprise people. Some people think that artists who work in a more abstract vein are not good draftspeople. And I think this will prove to them that, yes, she's a really good draftsperson.
What story do you think the exhibit tells to people who will come and walk through it?
You know, I think my big point is really that most of us, at least, recognize the work of George O'Keeffe, that there is something really recognizable about it. So I was hoping to tease out some of the aspects of what is so recognizable about her work. So I've paired work in such a way that the comparisons make these things more evident, like using a tree branch as a model for the shape of a river, for example. So for her, it's the shape that's important. It's not like rivers are one thing and tree branches are another thing. To her, the shapes and the lines are what is really important.
This exhibit is part of a Santa Fe-wide collaboration mm-hmm. this fall, which is celebrating the modernist art movement. It's called The Fall of Modernism. Mm-hmm. What role, Carmen, does George O'Keeffe play in that movement?
Well, she's an important modernist. What you can say about her is typical of what you could say about other New Mexico modernists, in that there's this argument of how much of it is abstraction versus how much of it is really what everything looks like here, you know, because we've got these kind of geometric looking adobe structures and the sort of simplified shapes and colors that you see. You know, she fits perfectly into that context, New Mexico being this sort of quintessentially American place. You'll also see in the show a number of works that have a V shape. So there are a few shapes that just resonate with her. And that's one of the ways that we connect her, you know, as a modernist as well, is that modernists tend to be focused on elements in art. So things like color, line, form. It's interesting to see those things that repeat themselves throughout her career, things that just resonate with her.
Carmen Vendelin is the curator for O'Keeffe in Process, an exhibit that tells the story of Georgia O'Keeffe's working technique. It's on view through the beginning of the new year at the New Mexico Museum of Art in Santa Fe. Visit nmartmuseum.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.